Hello, hello, guys. So we're going to be talking about, oh, that was really loud. Like, I don't even know. Anyways, whatever. Let's go. We're going to be talking about the five biggest mistakes I see people making when they start online businesses. And we're doing this because, like, if you're listening to this in real time, like, everyone's getting their tax returns. This is a time where they're like, I'm going to make a difference this year. I'm going to invest. I'm going to do the things. I'm going to start my own business. They're excited. They're ready to go. And then, like, yeah, we know how the story goes, okay? So maybe this is you. Maybe you are super excited. You just invested in starting your own business. You are ready to go. And these are some, like, the five biggest things I see people doing that end up in their businesses failing. And I see it over and over and over again. So number one is that you go into it expecting all your friends and family to buy from you and to support you through sales. Now, I am not saying that they're not going to rah-rah re you. They're not going to support you. They're not going to, like, love you and share your stuff and talk about it. But most of the time, your friends and family are the last people to buy from you. The last. I have been in my current company, the business I use, for almost 4 years now, and there's still friends I have that are just now coming around to purchasing the product I promote, purchasing the product that they've watched change my life, purchasing the product they've seen have a massive impact on me. But it's been almost 4 years and they're just now coming around to it. Like, you cannot go into this business expecting to sell to your friends and family, okay? And here's one post I see all the freaking time, okay? It's that, like, you're nervous and you're like, I don't know if I can do this. So you make a post, right? And you're like, hey, guys, I think I want to start selling for, like, whatever product. I want to start a business and I want to promote this product. I love it. So, like, you guys would too. Who would support me? And then, like, every fucking person on your page is like, yeah, yeah, I would totally buy from you. I'm all in. I would support you. So then you're like, yeah, I already have this massive group of people. Ooh, sorry, guys. I choked on my own spit, y'all. Real life, I don't edit these. So there you go. All right. But you go into this with these, like, high energy and expectations because all these people have already said they would buy from you, right? And then you start the business and you message them all because they all said they were going to buy from you, right? And then nobody buys anything. And so you're literally day one of your business. You already had high expectations and you're feeling complete and utter defeat because all these people that said they were going to buy from you didn't. Shocker, right? Shocker. It's like today's society when everyone's like, yeah, yeah, I'll come to your kid's birthday party. You get all these extravagant decorations and food and then nobody fucking shows. That's because that's just how it is nowadays, okay? Sorry, but you go into this thinking you're going to sell to all your friends and family and not realizing you actually have to build a business, a network, and pull in these other people. I guarantee Maybe your first customer will be friends and family. It probably will be somebody you actually do know, but maybe not so on a personal level like you expect. But a lot of the times, our biggest customers and our biggest clientele are people that we have never met before. Okay? So that's number one. The second one is that you instantly become a fucking billboard. Bro, you're not a billboard. You are not a product. You are not a service. You are a human. Don't go change your freaking profile picture to a box of freaking, I don't know, paint. There's a paint bottle sitting next to me. I don't even know, whatever. But, like, you're still a person. Keep your profile picture you. Don't change your cover photo to product, whatever. Like, you are still you. And the next thing, like, what happens is you start this business and I don't want you to take this wrong. Like, I know you changed them because you're so fucking excited. You're so ready to go. You are in, your energy is high, but you do these things and it literally turns off all the people around you. Like, they don't understand your excitement. They don't understand all these things. There's better ways to show your excitement about this new endeavor than turning yourself into a walking billboard. Okay, so just don't do it. Don't turn yourself into a product. Stay human, okay? Please continue to talk about your kids or your fur babies or your adventures or your garden or your hike or the sun shining. Continue to be a human, okay? You're not a billboard. You're not a product. You are a human being, okay? The third one is not making your profile public. A lot of the people we are going to bring into business are people that are going to find your social media platforms by you creating content, you sharing value. If all your stuff is private, how do you expect to grow your network for other people to be able to come see your stuff, see your value, see your content if your stuff's all private? You won't. You won't grow. And newsflash, I get it. There's some things that maybe you just don't want public. Then don't be fucking posting about it on social media to begin with. Y'all, I don't care how locked down, I wish y'all could see my air quotes on that, locked down y'all think your social media platforms are. Like, they're not. Somebody down the road can straight up be like, yo, let me look at your social media, like you friends with Bob, you friends with Bob, I want to see Bob's stuff, Bob's been hiding stuff, I want to see, you friends with him on there, you friends, like they'll find a way to get the information you're posting on the internet if they want to. So if you don't want people to see it, then I don't care how private your profile is, don't be fucking posting it on the internet. Which leads back to, just make your shit public. Because if you don't want it shown and shared with the world, then it shouldn't be on the internet to begin with. Okay? Okay. The next one is no product or service education. I see this so much. So much. Okay? Like somebody's like, hey, you should buy this. And then they post a link. Or, hey, I started doing this. Here's a link to go buy yours. Cool, but what is it? What does it do? What are the benefits? What services is it? What services provided? Like, what am I getting out of this? What, you're giving them a link to go buy something, but not telling them jack shit about it. Like, I don't care if the product is $5. If I don't know what it does, I'm not fucking buying it just because you said go buy it. I want to know why it would benefit my life. What good is it going to do to me? How is it going to help me? Does it smell amazing? Is it going to make my house fragrant and lovely? Is it going to make my life easier? Is it a product that, like, is it something I can consume? Is it a really good food? Does it taste amazing? Does it have benefits? Like, is it going to help me with focus or mental clarity? And is it going to give me energy? Like, what the fuck does your shit do? Why should I buy it? If you're not providing education or about the service or product you are providing, why would they get it from you? Like, just because you said? Like, no. Think about it. Whenever we get a new pair of shoes we like, what do? Oh my God, these are so freaking comfortable and they look so cute and I love them and I've been walking in them all day at the zoo and my feet don't hurt. I feel amazing. Like, you're giving them value about the product. You're telling them my feet don't hurt. They look stylish and cool. They were a great price or whatever it is. You're giving them education on what you're wanting them, like what you're talking to them about, okay? And then the fifth one is that you're expecting to be rich overnight. Fucking quit. This is like the worst part of this industry, is that too many people falsify this grand vision that you're literally going to go to rags to riches within a 24-hour time span. You're going to click that button and next thing you know, bro, you're going to be bringing in all the dough. I do not care if you, what kind of business you're starting. I don't fucking care what it is. You are not going to go rags to riches overnight. You go scratch off a lottery ticket and maybe, but not starting a business. That's not how it works. I've been in network marketing over 4 years. I've also grown a photography business for the past 12 years, okay? You do not start out going from rags to riches overnight. It takes time to build a business. It takes time. Unfortunately, we live in a very Amazon Prime, instant gratification kind of world, and not many of you are willing to give your business that time to grow to get to the point you want it to be. You're 3 days in and you haven't made $1,000, so you're like, yep, I'm out, deuces. Okay. That's like expecting to lose 1,000 pounds overnight. That's not going to happen. Like, come on, be realistic. You got to show up. You got to do the work. You got to build. You're not going to get rich overnight unless, again, you scratching off that lottery ticket or Uncle Bob from 10 generations, like, you know, whatever, left you some money when he passed away. I don't even know, but you get the point. So those are the biggest mistakes I see you guys doing. So stop expecting to sell to friends and family. You have to actually grow your network and provide a service. Do not instantly become a billboard. People want you to still be you. They want to be human. They're on your social media for a reason, and it's not for your product. So yes, share your journey. Yes, share what the product's done for you, but do not become a product. 3 is not making your stuff public so that you can gain new followers, provide value to people outside your general circle. 4 is not educating on your service or product and telling people why they should choose you and why should they buy a product from you, and then expecting to be overnight, to be rich overnight. So if you guys got any value from this, please screenshot, share it in your stories. You can tag me. It is at Leslie_Vivian_ on Instagram. You can tag me. Again, that is the at symbol and then Leslie_Vivienne_. I would love to know what your biggest tip from this podcast today was. Again, I love and appreciate you all guys so, so much. Be sure to hit that follow, and I will talk to you guys later.